Well, good morning, everyone. I'm really happy to be here today. I'm going to talk a little bit about IT and give you some of the, I guess, reality of how we try to make all these things happen. There's a lot of sort of grandiose things in the world today as we look at what happens in social media, you know, the consumerization of IT and many of the changes that are rampant throughout our entire environment. But before we do that, I'm going to start off and just try to tell you a little bit about sort of my background, meaning Diageo, a little bit of where I'm coming from, and give you some context of what we're going to do. So this company, if you didn't get the idea, is about brands, and we are certainly a marketing-oriented organization. You know, we are the leading drinks company in the world. But as you look at that, and you look at, you know, 10 million pounds of sales, there's an awful lot of things that are in common, I think, with probably most people in the room here. What's probably a little bit different is some of these brands are more than 400 years old. So it's come quite a long way from distilling alcohol in all different parts of the world, lived through all kinds of revolutionary change in the world, leading up to where we are today. But today, when you look at sort of how do you add value as an IT organization, in a company that is really about its brands, how they connect with consumers, and how do you drive innovation in all of your products. I'm going to try to talk about a little of that today and give you, I would say, just kind of more of the real version of how do you deal with the old world environment that's there, the legacy environment, all of the ways that you produce, you have your production orientation, you have to deliver everything to your customers and consumers, and really look at where do you find all of the data and insights, and then deal with what people think today is really all about Apple, iPhones, you know, how you bring the new platforms and all these new innovations and sort of marry them up with all this sort of old legacy environment that we all deal with, and really come up as, you know, a leadership-oriented organization providing the leadership in a business, you know, that allows you to grow, that gives you that entrepreneurial spirit, I think, that we talked about a little bit earlier today. So let me give you an idea of some of that. And I have some of the same common challenges that anybody would have. It's a multinational organization operating in 180 countries around the world. There's around 20,000 employees, but that sort of doesn't do justice to the network that we deal with, which is through all kinds of third parties and distributors and joint ventures and customer orientation, you know, that really brings us to millions upon millions of consumers everywhere in the world every day. So quite a lot to deal with, quite a lot of data and information, and how do we make sense out of all of that? So there's four main areas, you know, when we think about it. So how do we innovate? Innovation is one of the key processes in any business. How is our footprint organized in a way to really drive the value across all of the emerging markets, which is no news to anybody? So industry-leading marketing, another one of these areas where, you know, marketing, this whole 360-degree view is what we look at. So, you know, you want to understand everything about how do you bring your brands and your products and the experience of those brands and products, which is a little bit of what that montage that I first showed was trying to orient everyone around, because I think it really is about an experience and a feeling that you're trying to create. And it's really not anymore that you have this captive audience just looking at, you know, TV, traditional type media, although that certainly is not dead. It is certainly only one element and one channel that's used today. And it's very hard to measure. It's very hard to get data. And I'll talk a lot more about data, but that's one of the biggest challenges I think that every organization has right now. How do you take the data and information? Sometimes it's accessible, sometimes it's not. And more often than not, it's about what data people will opt to give you. And then you have all kinds of governments, other organizations in the world trying to now start to regulate that. So it's becoming really important about how you access data about consumers and customers, where you put that data, and how you use it. So I think setting up the infrastructure to deal with that now, I think will be one of the advantages that will allow companies to compete best, you know, right now and certainly in the future. But, you know, where do we want to be? Sort of this very complex organizational model very complex way that a business operates internally across geographies, you know, across different functions in your business, across different leaders in an organization, how you interact with customers, kind of really gets you looking internally and focusing internally versus trying to figure out everything that you do every day, how in some way does that relate to a customer? Because actually, at the end of the day, we want to sell to our customers. We want to make our customers happy. We want to make them repeat customers. We want to make them feel good about our products and brands relating to their lifestyle and how they live. But I think we found a few things that work pretty well. So one thing, a global IT operating model. Looking at it from end to end, it's an important shift that was made actually several years ago and is really starting to yield some benefits. So when you think about an end-to-end model, so we don't organize IT with different, you know, regional organizations, with lots of CIOs across the world, you know, all, you know, connecting up into sort of a corporate office. It's really focused on how do we have some regional presence that does connect up to understand our business very well, and then how do we also have functional ownership in IT, in sales and marketing, and all of the different organizations, finance and so on, with some real interaction with them, and I would say some real understanding of what they do. And I would say to the point that, you know, our IT professionals in marketing should be as good a marketeer as most of our marketing organizations.